Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time. Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. It is Dominic Cortez, and 30 years of Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. 30 years of home improvement talk here on WBEN. Special show for you today as we bring Kevin Hayes to the microphone from Reuse Action. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Dominic.
How are you today?
Very good.
Great having you in studio. We'll be talking with Kevin about the whole idea of reusing building materials, and we're going to be talking about the idea of recycling for building materials and the impact that could have on not only the industry but also on the environment and the whole idea of what happens to abandoned buildings when they're left to fall to rack and ruin. Also, I want to remind everybody that as of the 1st of April, a new life-saving law went into effect that bans the sale of smoke alarms with removable batteries within our state. This law passed was passed and signed in 2015 with the universal support of the fire services, and its implementation will save lives, they say. According to the U.S. Fire Administration, as of March 27th, New York leads the nation in civilian fire deaths for 2019, outpacing the more populous states of California, Texas, and Florida. Now, under the new law, the only battery-operated smoke alarms permitted to be sold in New York are those equipped with sealed-in, non-removable batteries capable of powering the device for 10 years. So be sure that you look for that when you purchase a smoke detector. Once installed, these alarms are virtually impossible to disable. They are widely available from a variety of manufacturers and are reliable, tested, and proven. So beware of that law change as of the first of the month this month here in New York State. So, Kevin, Reuse Action, been around a while with the idea of reclaiming building materials. The whole idea here of building materials having a second go-round, something that's still kind of foreign to a lot of us.
It's true. We've been doing this for 12 years altogether, and the amount of waste in this country, particularly in the building industry, is enormous, and it's also very expensive. We started out taking apart houses. Now we're shifted more to barns and commercial buildings because we are focusing our attention on reclaimed wood of various types, such as barn wood, flooring, joists, and beams.
There's a savoir faire about reusing stuff like that, but the whole idea of possibly even building buildings with the idea of having them being deconstructible, that's possibly a new phenomenon.
Well, it certainly is, and it would take a lot of effort to move in that direction because it's a big industry. One thing you can do very simply is start using less glue and more nails so that things come apart more easily, and then perhaps use less vinyl, because vinyl is really hard to recycle or to reuse.
When we talk about the kinds of building materials that can be reused, you could start with lumber, but the lumber of today is pale by the comparison of the lumber that you're reclaiming?
Well, most of the wood that we get out of barns and the old houses in the city is 100 years old or more. Okay, the barns often are from the 1880s or sometimes a little earlier. So the lumber is actually old growth, you know, lumber. I mean, it's from old trees that were probably 300 years old when they were
a lot more
cut down.
A lot more density.
Extremely dense. Some of the hemlock we get, which people do fence posts out of nowadays and siding today, is almost as dense as hard pine or a hardwood.
Let's talk about the savoir faire of reclaimed wood. You're probably busy with a lot of reuse being going into some of the redefined spaces in downtown and in the Cobblestone and in Larkinville.
Well, it seems to me sometimes that every single new bar or brew pub or restaurant that opens up wants some kind of reclaimed wood, often barn wood. I hope it never goes out of style because we have, you know, access to a great deal of it because barns are falling down all the time all over Western New York and people need them removed.
You can go to Home Depot and buy new looking barn wood to put up on a wall as an accent wall or as the backdrop of a bar or as the footrest of the bar or you know, that's something that you can obviously deal with a real scenario with a reclaimed wood.
Definitely. What I say is that it's really hard to fake actual genuine barn wood. It's been hanging on the side of a barn, in the case of siding, for 100 plus years and being bleached by the sun and occasionally painted and then bleached off. And it's you can definitely make distressed wood. But it's just not the same, okay? And then you also have the, as you mentioned earlier, the density of it and the grain patterns and things like that. Plus, you have, we sell beams. I must sell a couple of beams every week to people who want to do a fireplace mantle, like a 6x6 hand-hewn chestnut or oak beam. I can sell that, you know, as a raw material for $100 or so, and then people have a really nice accent piece for their house, which is genuine. And it's like, you can't, again, you can't really fake it. I mean, you can fake it, but it doesn't fool anybody.
Bringing something old into something new. If you have a question about the subject matter, give us a call, 803-0930. For homeowners that are listening, Kevin, how could they participate in this movement? Perhaps if they're renovating, they may want to think about the idea of having something reclaimed rather than disposed, or to come and see you on Northumberland with the idea of purchasing something for reuse.
Yeah, we've been running a store since in several different companies since 2007, and we have a store currently at 980 Northampton Street in Buffalo on the east side, and we invite people to come and take a look at what we got. We have, in addition to the reclaimed wood, we have a great deal of house parts, which means doors, windows, tubs, toilets, sinks, trim, and things of that sort. And then we also, you know, being in this business, the salvage business and the deconstruction business, you tend to get things that are just unusual. You know, they're kind of cool, big pieces of metal, flat things, round things, whatever it may be, which a lot of people like to do decoration with. Or just simply find a part for their old house.
So if you have a city house and you're perhaps thinking about some renovations, maybe changing some doors around or maybe eliminating a door opening or creating a door opening, maybe a stop to reuse action may be in order to see if you have a matching piece available there.
Yeah, I have about 1,000 doors at any one time, and most of them are the old doors that come out of a Buffalo or a suburban house, and they can be directly reused. A lot of what people are searching for is unusual trim or antique trim, basically. We also have furniture and art and things of that sort. We've been doing commercial cleanouts and things of that sort. So, you know, like a store, we get all the store fixtures. We just recently cleaned out Hyatt's Art Supply on Main Street when they moved to their big new store on Elmwood, and just got a whole bunch of interesting stuff for artists. Not so much art supplies, but as store fixtures. Homeowners and landlords and developers can definitely check out our store. You also support, I know Cortese Construction supports Habitat for Humanity.
Correct.
Who have two restores in Buffalo. Different mix of materials.
Okay? Right.
Just a different type of thing. A very, you know, a worthy organization, because everything you spend at Habitat for Humanity goes directly toward building houses.
And in the end, it's the same whole end goal, which is to reduce what goes into landfills. And
yeah,
in that case, it goes into the coffers of Habitat, which is a win-win.
Yeah, and you mentioned landfill. Landfill is getting expensive. It's cheaper in Buffalo and Western New York than it is in lots of places. Like in Portland, Oregon, it's about three times as much, maybe four times as much as it is here. And it's even with cheap landfill, it's still expensive, as you know, with your construction business. Or anybody, I tell people that our store is full of things that are in someone's way. Okay,
there you go.
And then basically it has to be gotten rid of somehow. Yeah. And sometimes it's huge. It's truckloads of things that like a developer like Ellicott might have. Or it may just be an individual with a kitchen cabinet or an appliance or something like that.
Appropriate subject matter for this Saturday morning in that we just now have been told that we can no longer have single-use plastic bags as of a year from now. The whole idea of landfills becomes more front and center in our awareness, and being a little bit more responsible for the environment with the idea of building materials may indeed have a second life somewhere else. And Kevin's organization, Reuse Action, actually does that. They actually will take things apart and sell them in the store with the idea that they'll have a second life somewhere else. If you'd like to learn more about this, then give us a call this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. The number is 803-0930. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, call us toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at star 930. Text board is open, 30930. Email me, hammertime@cortese.net. By the way, the showroom's open today on George Urban, 9 to 1. Aubrey's standing by. She'll be there till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Stop by and say hi to Aubrey. She'll show you around all the products we have at Cortese Construction. And then check us out for those services, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our handyman service, including handyman for a day. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Now, before we talk to you, we're going to travel to OP and say good morning to SP. Sally Pine, the branch manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on Union and Michael Road. Hey, Sal.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. It's a beautiful morning here at Lakeshore.
Absolutely.
Bank in Orchard Park.
I like that deep tan you got there, kiddo.
Yeah, I was able to get down south for a couple weeks. It was nice. And I'm all re-energized here.
There you go. I'm so important to be re-energized because there's so much going on for us to talk about, Sally, including the 3.5 home equity line of credit with absolutely no cost, fixed for 1 year. Remarkable program.
It is a remarkable program. And yes, as you said, there are no costs to the customer at all. Lakeshore Savings Bank pays for the appraisal fee, the mortgage tax. All fees are paid for by Lakeshore. And to say that it's fixed for 1 year at 3.50, we know that the home equity rates are tied to the prime lending rate, which is much higher. So to come out with a fixed rate for one full year at 3.5 is outstanding.
A lot of people ask me, Sally, about that. And again, I say to them, ride the rate out at 3.5 because rates really haven't been going anywhere. But they still want to know, what happens if they want to fix it from the beginning?
We can do that. We term out your loan for a 5, 10, or 15-year term fixed for a rate. Just fix your rate in so you know exactly what your monthly payment is going to be. So we do have that option as well.
And I had two customers this week, Sally, who needed to explore the idea of borrowing against their future value. And again, Lakeshore can come through for them on that program too.
Absolutely. You're working with a customer to do a project, and we look at what the future value of their property is going to be, and we will lend on that. And that is something very unique. We call it our escrowed funds loan.
Yep. And, of course, there's CD rates that are remarkable, too, right now at Lakeshore.
You know, we have Lakeshore is currently offering our Easy Saver plans, outstanding rates with new money coming into the bank along with a qualified checking account. We've got some exceptional rates. Listen to this one, 11-month CD fixed for 2.5%.
Oh, my gosh. And how about the commercial rate for
us? Oh, absolutely. We have a premium interest rate for our business money market customers. And, again, with a qualified business checking account, 2%. We're paying 2%, which is an outstanding rate for our business customers.
Certainly is. It certainly is. So tell us the phone number of the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
The number is 674-2066.
And repeat that for us, Sally.
674-2066.
For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
15,000 dollars a month. That's what nursing homes cost today. That's right, as much as 180,000 dollars per year.
Greg Stamm.
What a shame. People work their whole lives carefully planning for their retirement or hoping to leave their children a little nest egg, and in no time it can all be gone just because they didn't properly plan.
The Stamm Law Firm can help. With their Medicaid experience, including former Medicaid workers on staff, they can help you apply for Medicaid and save a good portion of your retirement savings, even if you've waited too long and a loved one is facing nursing home care.
We can also prepare an estate plan that will protect and preserve these savings if you call us before this happens.
Brad Stamm.
Don't wait too long and leave your money unprotected. Call us now, and together we can plan today for an easier tomorrow.
For proper planning and applying to Medicaid, let the Stamm family help your family. Call 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com.
You know, the way I see it, you have two choices in the world. You can buy carpet smart or you can buy carpet dumb. Hi, it's Buddy Shula here for Buffalo's number one carpet and floor store, Carpet Smart Mill Outlet. Tax season is here again. Why not use your tax refund as an investment in your home to replace your flooring? Nothing makes a house look better than new flooring. So right now at Carpet Smart, they're offering for you to save the sales tax. You heard that right. In observance of tax season, when you purchase new carpets and floors at Carpet Smart, they will discount the amount equal to your sales tax. It's like paying no tax at all on carpets and floors for every room in your home. And CarpetSmart can install your new flooring within days. This tax savings event is on top of CarpetSmart's already low prices, so don't wait. This tax savings event will end soon at both CarpetSmart locations, Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga, right across from Walmart, and Niagara Falls Boulevard at the 290 in Tonawanda.
There are a lot of veterans in Western New York. I'm one of them. David Bellavia here. If you're a veteran who's been denied disability benefits, attorney Kenneth Hiller will fight to get you the benefits you deserve.
I'm attorney Kenneth Hiller. If you have a service-connected disability, we'll make sure you receive all the benefits you are entitled to.
Call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller today for a free consultation, 800-300-2990, or go to KennethHiller.com.
6000 North Bailey Avenue, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Your AC was huffing and puffing last year. Replace it and enjoy crisp AC in every room. Call before April 30th and we'll give you two free upgrades, like a humidifier or air purification system. That's $1,400 right there. There are six upgrades to choose from. They're as free as a bird when you install a high-efficiency furnace and AC system from Emerald.
Comfort is always on call.
Well, we all know that summer is the best time of year to shop for your furnace because you don't need it then. Fall is a good time for air conditioning. Again, same logic. But guess what, folks? Right now, there's no better time to tackle your roofing job. That's right. Whenever I need a roof done, I call Ava Roofing. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather. So while everyone else is waiting for warm weather, if you call Ava right now, you'll get the same superior service and value without the long wait. Don't worry about blow-offs. They'll take care of them if they happen. Ava's expert foremen are on every job to ensure that your roof looks perfect. Ava's fully insured and licensed to work throughout Western New York. And by the way, they are insured to do roofing. That's right. You'll get your written estimate and a drawing of your project on the spot, and you'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For your roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. 990-4793. Call them right now. Schedule a free estimate. Tell them Dominic sent you. And of course, go to avaroofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. Oh, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:25 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. 30 years of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN as we celebrated our big 30th anniversary last Saturday. And actually, the first day of the show was April the 1st, 1989. So we kind of caught that in the middle of the week. We pushed it to last Saturday, but lapping it into this Saturday, too, for fun. And your calls and questions are welcome of anything around the house, 803-0930. Kevin is here from Reuse Action, and we're speaking about reclaiming materials so they don't go into landfills. We'll continue that dialogue as well. But if you have a question about that or anything, get on the phone right now, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Star 930 on your cell, and you can text me at 30930, which we have a couple of texts, so let's plow through those. Dominic, you have said you prefer to remove old siding prior to applying new. Can you tell us what advantages that has as opposed to going over with foam board then applying new? Chris, thanks for the text. Yeah, the whole logic here and most of the processes involving renovation is that if you go back to the original substrate, you're always going to get a better job. So if you want to see things laying flatter and fitting tighter, then going to the substrate is going to allow you to do that. When you are laying things over, you may have issues of thicknesses not lining up, siding protruding from window and door frames, and then issues of attachment. Longer nails are required. That's a little bit more effort. There might be more of an incident or chance of blow off as a result of that. And the whole appearance might be a little bit more wavy and poor fitting. So the same logic would apply, let's say, if we're doing a floor. Now, in some cases, there's the materials now that'll lay over existing floor finishes. But when we worry about sill heights, clearances, dishwashers fitting, transitions to other rooms, when you take flooring down and off, then that's going to allow you to get a better job. And Kevin will have something to say about that too, I'm sure, when we talk about the possibility of reusing a removed flooring material. Before we talk to him about that, though, one more text. Could you tell us what gutter guards don't? Could you tell us what gutter guards you don't recommend? Thank you. Listen every week and on Sunday on TV. Well, thank you for listening and watching. Gutter guards are not a bad idea. I don't dislike gutter guards. My concern with gutter guards is that if you think that you're going to solve any ice dam problem with the gutter guards, you're going to be misled. And actually, it could cause those gutter guards to be damaged by ice formation. So what I encourage everyone to do is to inspect and deal with any heat loss issues that may be leading to ice formation in your gutters prior to the installation of any gutter guards, therefore forestalling any concerns of the gutter guards being damaged from expansion of ice. So when we talk, Kevin, and thank you for those texts, and keep those coming in, or give us a call, 803-0930. When we talk about the idea of replacing a floor, and you have hardwood, let's say, that you consider maybe laying over, I mean, the idea of taking it up and you taking it for reclaimability is certainly worthy.
Definitely. There's a lot of good flooring in houses, and as you say, if you want to do a brand-new floor, with new materials, then you don't usually want to cover up your old wooden floors. Okay, we've done brought up chestnut and oak and maple and all kinds of things. We find that we get other interesting materials from commercial buildings, okay, from roofs and mm-hmm. floors in schools and so on.
We're going to talk about that and the mm-hmm. possibility of how that could have a positive impact on the environment too, after we check in with the bottom of the hour news break.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayok. Back in December, a knife-wielding man was shot by a Fredonia police officer. Chautauqua County District Attorney Patrick Swanson says George Penev raised a knife toward Officer Nathaniel Scriven.
What we learned was that we had a young man who, by all accounts, was a well-liked, decent young man who had used a substantial amount of illegal narcotics that day. And we also learned he was struggling with the loss of a friend from the previous summer. And unfortunately, under those circumstances, it drove him to do things that, quite frankly, I don't think he otherwise would have done.
Swanson says body cam video captured 95% of the interaction between Scriven and Penev, which he says was key in clearing Scriven of any wrongdoing. Buffalo Police, the ATF, and Crime Stoppers have combined their reward to a total of $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of Robert McBride. McBride is accused of shooting at two Buffalo police officers. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayok.
Now, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hello, it's Dominic Cortez, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City now, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. They're open in Willitzer Park. Visit them there and tell them Dominic sent you. And oh, by the way, remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, it's David Bellavia. Man, it's been a tough winter, and when it comes to the roof on your home, you may need repairs or even a new roof altogether this spring. If you have cracked, curled, or missing shingles on your roof, or if you have any roof issues whatsoever, call NBS Roofing today, 302-5522. NBS Roofing are honest, reliable, and their work is quality, and they have some of the best warranties in the industry. Call NBS Roofing and ask for a free, no BS estimate today. And with their no BS estimate, Alex will only recommend what's necessary. If you book a new roof to be installed before March 31st, NBS Roofing will also give you a 15-year platinum workmanship warranty. NBS Roofing is booking ahead for the next few weeks as there's high demand in roof repair due to the weather. Visit nbs-roofing.com or call NBS Roofing and ask Alex about scheduling your free no BS estimate today. Call 302-5522. 302-5522.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. If you like, kick back and relax in a recliner. Now is the time to kick back, relax, and save when you shop Town & Country Furniture's selection of 2018 model recliner and lift chair inventory. We're making room for 2019 models with a floor sample clearance sale that makes buying a new recliner or lift chair for your home more affordable than ever. Stop in and shop our recliners for the ultimate in comfort and savings. But hurry, our remaining 2018 models are going fast. Remember, Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
It's at once modern and classic. Your new concrete countertops start with your imagination and the talented team at Concrete Innovations. Visit Concrete Innovations and find out how they can make your most creative ideas magically come alive. Concrete countertops are completely natural and can be customized to your personal taste. Countertops, hearths, tables, bars, and outdoor kitchens. There's no limit to what they can create for you. Concrete Innovations will make your vision come to life. Remodeling your basement or have a garage floor that's pitted, cracked, or creating dust? Don't waste your money trying to patch it or coat it. Concrete Innovations can increase your floor's durability with polished concrete. The result is a beautifully finished, low-maintenance floor. See these completely unique countertops and floors for yourself at concreteinnovationsinc.com. Visit their showroom or call 696-6161. That's 696-6161. And mention you heard this on Hammer Time Radio for a 10% discount. Concrete Innovations. They complete your concrete.
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Well, you've been hearing me talk each and every Saturday morning about the beauty and durability of my Gorilla Floor from Gorilla Garage Gear. And now we have extra special reason for you to call, and that is a $200 discount. If you just simply call Joe Afala right now and tell him you want Dominic's Garage Floor. Yep, my Garage Floor is awesome. Got a chance to clean down finally the winter grime last Saturday. It polished up like new just with a hose and a squeegee. It looks like brand new. Clean up your garage door, your garage floor easy with a Gorilla Garage Gear with a 15-year warranty now. That's right, a 15-year warranty. And if you call Joe right now, he'll give you $200 off just for saying that you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. Here's his number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call Joey now and say goodbye to that dirty old garage floor. Go, go, Gorilla. Call him today. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Has it really been 30 years? Is Dominic Cortese even 30 years old? It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortese.
Hammer Time. Go with the phone. The time on the radio is 10:36. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. Yes. I am over 30 years old. Hey, I've got some news for you today at the convention center. There is the big wine fest. That's right, the Buffalo Wine Festival. It starts at noon, it goes till 9 p.m. There's two sessions to choose from, the afternoon and evening. The noon session is the VIP hour from 12 to 1, and then it goes till 4 o'clock. The evening session, VIP hour at 5. VIP tickets, by the way, include an additional tasting hour, the wine tote, special edition tasting glasses, which, by the way, bear the Cortese Construction logo. That's right. And $5 in wine bucks to be used towards a bottle of wine. Tickets can be purchased online, buffalowinefestival.com. There are some tickets available at the door. There is also a silent disco, a slush bush? What's that? Shopping? And that's today at the convention center, the Buffalo Wine Festival. Yep, Cortese Construction, proud sponsor of all the wine glasses. By the way, as well, our outdoor kitchen is on display at the wine festival today. Check that out. Our teak constructed outdoor kitchen with the outdoor quartz and the blaze grill. It's beautiful, and it's on display today at the convention center for the Buffalo Wine Festival. We'll see you there later today. Come on by and check it out. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on Hammer Time Radio. Kevin Hayes is my guest in studio, and we're talking about the whole idea of building materials having a second life. And things that truly would be a burden to a landfill are things that you're taking and reselling. Talk about the styrofoam insulation that you have.
Yeah, we get insulation, rigid foam board insulation, polyisocyanurate, and also styrofoam, which usually comes out of commercial flat roofs. So whenever you do a replacement roof, you have to, the building inspector tells you to take away the old insulation, and it has to be replaced with new. The old insulation is almost all the time perfectly reusable. It may be dirty and have some holes in it, but it, you can imagine what it would cost to fill up a truck full of insulation, take it to landfill.
And that kind of building material is an easy one for reuse because it doesn't need to go through a process to be reused.
Exactly. You just stack it up and sell it back to usually homeowners. A lot of people do barns and sheds and garages with it.
Yeah. Conversely, if you talk about maybe trying to reuse vinyl siding or even roofing shingles, mm-hmm. there's a whole remanufacturing that has to occur.
Very much. In fact, asphalt shingles from houses, the recycling industry is still struggling with making those recyclable. There's perfectly good materials in there, but it's usually the wood that's mixed in with them that cause it to be impossible to actually make a new product from it.
Yeah. To the phones we go. Verriesburg. Gary, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. My next-door neighbor has a large quantity of hemlock planks from the mid-19th century on a house that he redid. I was wondering if Kevin would be interested in those.
We certainly are. We get lots of wood by actually taking structures apart ourselves, but then if someone has already reclaimed the wood, we can actually buy it and then resell it to other people. So if you could just go to our website, reuseaction.com, or give us a call at 716-894-3366, and we would talk with him about that wood.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How do you go about evaluating something like that? Does it have a price tag?
Somewhat. I mean, it's basically it has to be sound and not rotten and reasonably straight. Otherwise, almost nothing makes a difference. Nails are common, and we know how to remove those. But basically, we get most of our wood from actually taking barns apart, which is pretty simple, pretty mm-hmm. easy to do. But there's people out there who have already done that, as the caller just said.
Okay. So what would be a possible reuse for the kinds of boards that I'm sure it's endless, but give us an example.
Well, siding is very popular for just simply putting on walls mm-hmm. and have a decorative element to either a home or a commercial space. People also make furniture. We make furniture, actually, out of a lot of this wood.
Okay. 803-0930. The line is now open for you as we travel to Tonawanda and chat with Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're next.
How you doing?
Good.
My house was built, like, right after the Second World War, and the doors on the front and the back are only 77 inches tall.
Really?
6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Would the reclaim guy have those, that height?
Very likely. A lot of times, 80-inch doors have been trimmed down to 77. That's a little bit of a heavy trim.
Maybe, but maybe a lot of floor veneering has been going on.
Yeah, cutting the other end down a little bit. But we got lots of doors, and we can guide you in either finding one here in our store or give you some options otherwise. So, you know, there's new doors, too, that can be refitted to fit an opening.
Now, do you aid a potential customer in that task of something that you might have that still needs some modification mm-hmm. in the whole modification process?
Well, we have a lot of experience. I was a contractor at one time, and I've done a lot of this work, and I know the materials, as do our staff, and we can do all kinds of creative problem solving, as you do, Dominic, on, mm-hmm. on the radio and in your job. Just to get to the desired result, there's a lot of different ways to do things in houses. And the old materials tend to be unique. Okay, they're not, you know, we're not the Home Depot. You don't just order a particular door from us. You have to sort of find the right thing. But we can definitely help you make it, you know, put it to work. And then we love to work with people who like to make things and to make their own structures or furniture or whatever it may be. We often sell... Well, I can sell the raw material, like a beam, or I can sell an actual finished beam to make a mantle that's ready to hang on the wall.
Do you have the planing and milling equipment?
Well, we have some of it, and we also contract out for some of it, too. And basically what we do is we do the last part very many times, like the finishing part, the sanding and varnishing and so on like
so
that.
So it is kind of a one-stop shop when it comes to what you might need to have something fit.
Very much.
Okay.
But
it's
of course, we work with carpenters, of course, who are the ones who actually have to install it. So often I don't, you know, if you want a 68-inch beam, I give you a 70-inch beam so you can cut it yourself.
Now, you mentioned how easy it is to take barns apart, and I'm going to guess as to why. It's probably because of the mortise and tenon and peg construction and the lack of nails and obviously lack of glue.
Yeah, I mean, they're you know, post and beam construction, so they have a big, heavy frame, which often is dilapidated, and then they're just nailed on siding on the outside. You get rid of the roof quickly, and then you know using machines, and then you strip off the siding, and then the last barn that we took down, we actually did some strategic cutting, and then just pulled down one beam, and the whole barn just collapsed right mm-hmm. on the spot.
Of course, that yields then the desirable barn constructed wood construction, which has the potential of being planed down and reused, as you said, in bars and flooring and mantelpieces. You know, that doesn't necessarily, the methodology translate very well to modern construction and the idea of a strip mall sitting vacant for, you know, several decades because they can't find tenants to fill the space. How do we apply the whole barn demolition technology to today's idea that we just let things sit?
Well, you can derive good material and reusing, you know, reusable material from commercial construction that's done in the last 60 years or so. It's less of a return. But then every so often, you come into something that's really quite valuable. Abandoned housing projects can be really nice. And right after the 2008, the financial problems, we did an extensive salvage from a half-completed apartment complex in Rochester. And so we got, 4,000 studs ready to go, with either minimal nails or no nails at all.
Interesting.
Things like that.
Yeah. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on Hammer Time Radio. Anything around the house, including speaking with Kevin Hayes about the idea of reclaiming material. When we come back, we're going to chat with Kevin about that idea as it applies to a gymnasium floor, if you can imagine that. You're listening to the 30th anniversary of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Hey, did you ever move your fridge only to be completely shocked by what you found? Dust, hair, maybe some deteriorating food, of course the kids' ball, and all that gross stuff that kind of finds its way to collect underneath that appliance. It is allergy season and spring cleaning time, but we most of course identify spring cleaning with washing our windows and maybe cleaning your carpet, moving the furniture, including the refrigerator. However, don't forget to clean the most neglected, unsanitary, and unhealthy part of your home, and that is your heating and air conditioning duct system. This is one place that you can't clean, and you need my friends from Indoor Air Professionals to come and do it for you with the patented column duct cleaning system. They blast all of the gunk off your ductwork walls, and with negative pressure, they suck it all out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon. Good
morning, Dominic. Yeah, it's totally spring cleaning time, and so we get a bump in allergies, and the only thing I don't know, we can't really reclaim the mold and detritus and everything you described once we take it out of your ductwork.
You want to get rid of it.
Like a microbial science museum, that's about it. But it will make you and your family healthier, and that's our main mission in life. That's why we get up every day is to, with a thorough duct cleaning, you get results. And add to that a medical-grade air purifier, or now that we have some warmer weather and possibly rain coming, you will need a high-capacity dehumidifier.
All right. Each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to your call, Peter. And most importantly, we look forward to the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount. What's it going to be this week?
All right. Well, once again, congratulations on 30 years for Hammer Time. We're going into 26 years for Indoor Air Professionals. We have a 24-year veteran. Patty is manning the phones today, or womaning the phones, whatever you say. She's going to give a first-time caller $49 off on duct cleaning.
Wow.
However, if you're repeat customer, preferred customer, military, law enforcement, first responder, you get more. And, ask her about what else she can do to help you breathe easier.
Okay, 683-3000, you heard Peter. First-timers, $49. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Got IAP? Get it today.
Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2019, the 10th anniversary. August 14th, Gusto Grandstand, Erie County Fair. Starring the Turtles. Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. The Buckinghams. The Classics Four and the Cowsills. Get tickets at tickets.com, the fairground's main office, or by phone. Don't miss the 10th anniversary Happy Together Tour 2019.
If you were sexually abused as a child in New York, a new law may be able to help you. Contact the attorneys at Jeff Anderson & Associates today to see how the Child Victims Act can help you find healing and justice. Visit AndersonAdvocates.com. AndersonAdvocates.com. 57 West 57th Street, 3rd floor. New York, New York, 10019. 646-846-2542.
Car crashes don't happen in slow motion. They happen fast. In a crash, there's no time to check if your child's in the right car seat. Don't think you know. Know you know. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's your one-stop shop for firearms, ammo, and accessories. DD's Ranch in Alden. DD's Ranch has the largest selection of New York Safe Act legal AR-15 type rifles with all the features that you'd expect on an AR-15, like pistol grips, forward grips, flash hiders, and collapsible stocks. Check out top names like Colt, Bushmaster, Smith & Wesson, and Stag Arms, just to name a few. You'll find everything you need to build and accessorize your AR-15, including uppers, parts kits, and even lower receivers, only at DD's Ranch. DD's Ranch features the area's largest selection of MagPul accessories, handguns, long guns, holsters, and magazines. Whether you're buying, selling, or trading, head to the store that fights for your right to own the firearms you deserve. DD's Ranch at 12120 Westwood Road in Alden, or online at ddsranch.com. DD's Ranch, protecting your Second Amendment rights.
RV shoppers, it's here. The RV Mega Show starts April 10th in Buffalo. Free parking, free admission, and great giveaways and prizes. This Myers Mega Show will feature over 200 new and pre-enjoyed RVs, drastically reduced. Motorhomes, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and travel trailers from top brands like Dutchman, Starcraft, Forest River, and more. Come see our 2018s on final closeout starting under manufacturer's invoice. And check out the 2018 Dutchman Aspen Trail 1750RD for just $9,998. Visit us at the Erie County Fairgrounds, 5820 South Park Avenue in Hamburg, New York, April 10th through the 14th. We won't be undersold.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach.
Can I be in this one?
No, Dan. I'll handle it. Dan and I are hitting the road, and we'd like you to join us. Pack a bag, pack a big bag, because from October 6th through October 20th, we're going on a brand new Viking Jupiter Ocean cruise ship, visiting 7 countries, 10 ports of call, including Norway, England, France, the Netherlands, Belgium, Portugal, and Spain. The only thing missing is you. Call AAA at 1-844-688-7477, and we're on our way to see the world, including Dan.
H.W. Brick & Sons, for over 30 years now, they've been the experts in the plumbing service industry. H.W. Brick & Sons is a name you can trust. Since 1985, they have built a success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Every home is truly unique, and H.W. Brick will find the proper solution to your family's needs, whether it's a high-efficiency tankless water heater, a luxurious body spa, or a simple faucet replacement. H.W. Brick & Sons can handle it. They are indeed a full-service residential and commercial service company. Full-service sewer and drain cleaning services, video inspection of your sewer lines, high-pressure water jetting, 24/7 emergency service. Call them for a $100 discount on a tankless water heater. That's right. If you've been thinking about a tankless water heater, now's the time to call H.W. Brick & Sons. They'll give you $100 off just for telling them that you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. H.W. Brick & Sons, let their family take care of all your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Here's their phone number, 297-2901. That's 297-2901. Call them today. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:53 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Be sure to watch Hammer Time TV tomorrow morning on Channel 2 at 10:30. And see Nicholas put up a light pole from beginning to end, including the electrical wiring of the light pole. And see Anatoly from Ava Roofing teach you how to install a downspout all tomorrow on Hammer Time TV on Channel 2. My guest for the hour, Kevin Hayes, from Reuse Action. Reuse Action is located at 980 North Hampton Street in Buffalo. ReuseAction.com is the website. And the phone number is 894-3366 if you'd like to learn more. There is a retail store there of all the reclaimed items. And interesting enough, too, 980 North Hampton has become an incubator, too. Tell us about that.
That's correct. It's a 45,000 square foot, three-story building that was used for light industry since 1922, and we can't use the whole building. So we started to rent out the third floor to photographers, painters, woodworkers, metalworkers, and so on, with fairly small spaces, affordable spaces, like 200 square feet for $150 a month. And we have 36 tenants right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and there's a real need for this in Buffalo because a lot of artists are being pushed out of spaces in other buildings because they're building apartments. And so we are able to do it because we have the space, and we also have the ability to build it out and manage the business. We actually use our reclaimed materials. If you come to that third floor, you'll see doors that we can't sell, basically making up the walls, things like that. So we don't have to spend a lot on the build-out compared to some other places.
Yeah, so a fledgling artist or photographer looking for a space, I don't know if you have any vacancies.
Well, we're actually filled up, but we're building out on the second floor right as we speak.
Okay, so give Kevin a call on Monday, 894-3366, if you're looking for an urban address and a cool location. To the phones we go. East Aurora is our next stop. And Mary Jane, good morning. You're on Hammer Time Radio.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm interested in getting contact information because I know of, well, it's the old family farm, and the barn is starting to fall down. There are timbers in there. The barn was built in the 1890s, I believe, and I would have to contact the current owner and find out if they're interested in having someone take the barn down.
Okay.
Yeah, we could help you with that. Just go to our website, reuseaction.com, and there's contact information there, or give us a call at 716-894-3366, and then we can go over all the options that there would be involving old barns that are either sound or falling apart on their own. We'd be happy to do that. There's many, many barns out there, more than people might think, that are in pretty bad shape. And the wood just basically rots away if you don't do something with it.
And for the preservationists that are listening to us, Kevin, I'm sure it's not a wholesale destruction approach. It is analyzed and determined that it is indeed either imminently going to collapse or in danger of before it's actually taken apart.
Yeah, we have a lot of experience with historic structures, and we've actually repaired barns too. And in all cases, and particularly when there's a historic preservation issue, we have vast experience with various options for fixing up buildings or doing things with the salvage operations, things like that. We can help with that.
So how does it work on the money side for Mary Jane's neighbor or friend that she's speaking about? How does it the transaction occur?
Well,
is there money paid to them or vice versa?
Well, it varies from barn to barn. Some people just want us to just take it away, okay, and that's fine. Some people want a full demolition, which is a complete removal and restoration to the original condition. Or we just go in and buy the wood. Okay, now, of course, we buy the wood low and sell it at higher. And nobody's going to get rich selling the barn, right? It's just it's a commodity which we can help you deal with. And if you'd like not to waste it, which is, of course, really easy to do, to waste all that wood, we can help with that. But it's basically we approach them on a case-by-case basis.
Is it largely a trade deal, or are they paying you?
There's, it's hard to get people to pay you for something that has some value to it, but we don't do free demolitions, basically.
Mm-hmm, right.
So there's a trade-off there. It's, as I said earlier, things are in the way, okay? The town wants it down.
Right.
The insurance company wants it down. The family wants it down. We can help with that.
Okay. Now, what about concerns about environmental hazards that result from a removal of a structure, i.e. The possible presence of asbestos?
Well, asbestos is highly regulated. It's management in regarding demolitions. And I'll be honest, there's very little, I've seen very little fudging by demolition contractors or building owners over the last 12 years. Because the penalties are quite high regarding asbestos. With asbestos, you test for the asbestos presence of it before you even touch the building, and then you abate it as needed, and then you test afterwards to make sure it's gone. That and lead and then some other things, they're all managed with, as you know, you can handle lead-containing materials quite safely if you know what you're doing.
Right.
But not quite the same with asbestos. Asbestos is considerably more hazardous and more difficult to deal with and more regulated.
All right. Kevin, thank you for spending the hour with us. Again, Kevin's organization, reuseaction.com. They're at 980 North Hampton. If you'd like to learn more, check them out online or stop in and visit with them. And the phone number, 894-3366. Always enlightening to have you on the air, Kevin.
Thank you, Dominic, and thank you for your support. It's not been quite 30 years, but it's been almost.
Yeah.
It's been up there for a while. Thanks.
There you go. My pleasure. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning on Channel 2 for Hammer Time TV. And the showroom, remember, is open till 1 o'clock this afternoon, so Aubrey's standing by to help you with touring our showroom. Have a great week, everybody, and remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.